Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Divorce papers.
Oh, boy.
Divorce papers.
Really?
Don't I know it.
Quiet, bitter man.
I can shut my eyes and feel them. I know what they feel like.
This is not
you
your segment.
Uncle Steve, before I play this prank, do you know divorce papers when you touch them? I'm just curious if you.
Oh, dog, I've been served so many places.
What?
I've had them sent to my apartment. I've had them handed to me at the magic show out in Vegas.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
What?
I got served in Vegas, man.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've been everything, dog.
I got served at when they were singing happy birthday, happy, happy birthday. Here's your divorce papers. Happy, happy birthday. You know, when you go to those restaurants.
That's a song go with
yeah.
it?
Happy birthday. That's a lot.
All right, let's go. Divorce papers. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
I am trying to reach a... Jones, please. My name is Attorney Guidry from the Mission Law Firm. Is she available?
Yeah, this is she.
How you doing, ma'am? I'm actually trying to get some business rectified. Dealing with your divorce that took place, I guess, over the last 7 whole years. Am I correct?
Correct.
I got some file up with your paperwork here. Now, you guys had some property that you owned together, I believe, in Avondale. Am I correct?
Correct.
I'm looking at your paperwork here, Miss
Jones. I'm still a Jones.
Okay. Now, we're getting down to the property, and that seems to be where the problem lies. This is in Avondale. You guys had some property, and you sold it as you both went and split your ways.
Right.
Looking at the paperwork that I have here, it seems like it was filled out incorrectly. I don't know how 7 years has passed for this to come back and fall on my desk to be to get rectified. But whatever the dividends were that you guys took and shared, that you're now... looking as if you're owing Mr. Jones an additional $18,000.
What is that?
Ma'am, I don't know. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I wanted to bring this information to you and see how we can get it rectified. I'm not looking for you to have that much money available at today, but I do know as an attorney for Mr. Jones, I must say that we're trying to get it taken care of as soon as possible.
Wait a minute. Wait, let's back this up. How do I owe him $18,000?
For what
reason?
Well, the paperwork here, ma'am, seems to be...
Yeah, what the paperwork say?
It wasn't supposed to be 50% between you with you all. It should have been 75-25, and he being 75% of the property owed to him and 25%.
Oh, no. I don't know how. You know Louisiana is a community practice, and how could he get 75% and I get 25%?
From my understanding, that he paid most of the bills when you guys were living together, and...
That don't have anything to do with that. No, he didn't pay most of the bills. I worked and contributed, too.
Right, and I understand that. But from what I have here on the paperwork, and I understand that you had some contribution to it, but it just seems like you did not contribute as much as he did, and...
Yes, indeed. I never heard no like this.
I do apologize, ma'am, but what I do need you to do is definitely not use that type of language while I'm on the phone, okay?
Well, look, I don't really have to talk to you because I know I don't know. I don't owe no Jones no $18,000. And he didn't overpay me because it was community property. I had two children for him. I left with none. He had everything. And there's no way I'm going to pay him no $18,000.
Ma'am, I hate to get a little abrupt with you, but you are going to pay this $18,000. Now, that's going to happen. Now, if I have to garnish your check and do it, then that's the way it'll have to be done. But the money will be coming to Mr. Kirk Jones in the sum of $18,000. Call her back, Kat.
Yeah.
Look, don't you hang up on me again. Now, if I have to put a lien on your property or put a lien on your ass, which one do you want?
Look, and you don't talk to me like that.
I talk to you
because
any way I want to.
I don't know what you talked about because once I went to court, all that was over with.
You're going to pay $18,000. That's what you're going to do.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't want to have to come to your house, ma'am, to pick up this money, but I will.
I'm not working. I want to know how do I have to pay him $18,000.
See, you're not working. That's our problem from the start. That's why it wasn't 50-50. That's why it was 75-25, because you were not holding up your...
No, baby, I work all through the year. I've stayed with that man 26 years, and I worked.
Well, what is your butt doing now?
Nothing.
Well, there we go. That seems to be the root of our problem, isn't it?
No, it ain't the root of no problem because I want to know how did Kirk could get 18%. And Louise Adams, a community property, he had his lawyer and I had my lawyer. He agreed to it and that was that. So I don't know how I owe him $18,000.
Ma'am, that's the way the problem was. Evidently, you didn't read the paperwork that you signed when you and Kirk separated 7 years ago. Now, if you didn't read your paperwork correctly, this is why it comes back to bite you in your butt.
Oh, no, it's not, because I had a lawyer, and he had his lawyer. We agreed with everything, was back and forward, and we agreed with everything. He signed the paper, and that was that.
Well, maybe you didn't have a lawyer that was worth a damn who didn't read the bottom of the paperwork himself.
And I had a lawyer and thought I had a good lawyer.
That and I understand that, ma'am, and that happens a lot of time.
I can't believe that. And I had two children struggle with him, and we got what we got by both of us work, and this he gonna come back and tell, and oh no, I'm gonna fight this.
When can we expect a payment starting to work on this $18,000?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to get a date or something where I can start getting $500 from you per month or something like that.
Yes, Cindy, $500 a month. I haven't worked. I was working. When you want to sit, I don't think I should have to tell you all this because I need to get talk to me a lawyer because I'm not agreeing to anything because I don't think that no, it's not fair. I tell you, give me a deadline because I'm going to have to get me a lawyer.
Isn't it? I'm trying to keep my composure. As an attorney, ma'am.
How do you have the right? And I don't have no say-so over this.
Have you remarried?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You realize if I don't get the money,
uh-huh,
then I don't get paid.
Right.
Listen, I'm going to be down in your area probably on Wednesday. Do you think you and I can get together and probably talk about this? Because I want to help you as much as I can.
Yeah, because I don't think it's fair to me. Wednesday, where I could be there.
Well, you think that maybe you and I can get together maybe and work something out?
Yeah, because I know I'm not, I mean, I cannot afford to pay Jones no $1,800. He done took the house from me for little or nothing. And
I tell you what, I'll do this. I won't tell Mr. Jones anything, but only on one condition. That's me and you being able to work this thing out behind closed doors.
What you mean work it out?
I mean work it out.
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, maybe, you know, like...
I'm dumb.
Some relations or something.
Why would you want a relationship with me?
Not relationship.
You don't even know me.
Not relationship, but just, you know, maybe kind of kick it.
Kick you what way? I'm dumb. I don't know. I don't know nothing about life.
I think you know a whole lot about life.
No, I don't. But why is you messing with me?
I just want to see if we can... Maybe get together. I'll throw all this paperwork out, and I'll let no, it's not possible.
But if you
meet me Wednesday, I'll make this thing go away.
I don't believe this.
I tell you what else you ain't gonna believe.
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister Janice.
You no good. I'm on the air, huh?
I got Janice on the phone. I got her grandbaby on the phone. You just got by the whole family.
Boy. Yeah, Janice, I'm going to kick your
Give it to me. Get a nephew some.
You almost got like too
much. Oh, my God. That took a sharp left turn.
Yeah. You didn't see it coming.
I'm dumb.
Uh-huh. What do you mean?
I don't know.
All right, king of pranks. King of pranks.
Play too much.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.